Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy, and my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served at the side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Champions of the People Injury Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're here for you. We do a variety of injury shows all over the Denver metro area, on the Eastern Plains up north, and the mountain towns as well. All for the purpose of giving you the information you need to fight your injury claim. When you're injured, it affects you. It affects your family. You know, we've done complete shows on how it affects the family. And if you don't think it doesn't affect the family, it does. If the injured person could be the breadwinner, could be the non-breadwinner, could be the spouse, could be the children, doesn't matter. Could be an aunt, could be an uncle. It affects the family structure, and sometimes worse than others. And you can prove that, and you can claim that, but you can't guess at it. 303-795-5900. 303-795-5900. Okay, tip number one today, we told you, you must prepare before the accident, so we're not going to repeat that. Number two tip, you have to know what you're doing when you talk to the insurance adjuster. We just covered that in the last segment. Now we're going to talk about at the scene. You're injured in a car crash. There's the scene. Are the police going to be called? Are they going to try to talk you out of calling the police? Are you going to exchange insurance information? What about witnesses? Brad, let's go through this because we're covering right now the top tips for you to win your injury claim.
Okay. One of the things you can do to be ready for your personal injury claim is contact our office. Gary's giving you a number. It's 303-795-5900 and ask for our packets, one of our packets. We put a packet in every car. We'll send you as many as you want. We'll send them to you free of charge. It's a packet you can have, and it's something that you can also put your registration in, your insurance information in, and some of the different documents. It's got individual packets to be able to figure out what's going on at the scene of the crash. It supplements, and it can supplement very nicely what you're going to do with your cell phone, because your cell phone is going to be a primary thing for you to be able to take a look at and figure out what's going on with a crash, and getting names and numbers and identification of people and copies of their driver's license and copies of their insurance coverage. And you can just click copies of that instead of having to worry about writing it down on the forms we give you within the packet. But it's also very important to be able to know and be able to put in orderly fashion what you're going to talk about and what you're going to do with different people that are around the crash. And as Gary was mentioning, witnesses are some of the important ones. It's very important to have witnesses who can validate and who can say what happened at the crash, where you were, who you were, what part of the case you are, where you were in the car, how the crash happened, to validate and verify that you're not at fault, that the other side is at fault, and to validate how the crash happened. It's going to be very important if you're hurt that you get as much of this information as you can, or somebody who does that on your behalf. If they're not being taken to an ambulance or being put inside an ambulance to deal with their injuries. So when the crash happens, you to the extent you can, you want to maintain your composure, get the police out. I can't tell you, Gary, how many times dealt with people who they talk to other persons, they think they're okay, it's not a big deal, so they don't call the police. And that's not a good idea. It's not a good idea.
Not a good idea at all. You must always call the police. You do not let the other person talk you out of calling the police, period. And if the police don't come, if they say they're not going to come, then you can document it other ways. We've told you. You can take pictures. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has a camera. You can take pictures of the damage all the way around. You can take pictures of the scene, pictures of the debris, pictures of the location. All right, so, but you call the police, period. But the number one thing is if you need medical attention or care, then you go to the hospital. Some people decline an ambulance. The insurance company tries to use that against you later. That's explainable. A lot of people don't want to take an ambulance ride. However, then they look. The insurance company looks to see if you ever went to the doctor relatively quickly, soon. So if you decline the ambulance and you're hurt, and then they want, and then you try to convince them later that you were hurt and you had symptoms, but you never went to the doctor, what do you think they're going to believe? What do you think? They're not going to believe you at all, period. It's going to affect your injury claim. So we're covering tip number three right now. What do you do at the scene? And I'll tell you what, you do not let them talk you out of calling the police. You do not let them avoid giving you the insurance information. And you take pictures of their license plates. And there's witnesses. You know, and I'm astounded. I am astounded at some cases that happen. I just sit there and listen and almost fall off my chair. And it happened recently about a hit and run. A hit and run, right? Hit by the car, over the top of the car, over the trunk, laying on the pavement in downtown Denver. And guess what? When I asked the question, were there any witnesses? Guess what the answer was? No witnesses. Everybody just drove by. You grasp that? You think about that. Put your arms around that one. Put your head around that one. Nobody stopped. Person laying in the pavement on the street. So some people do care. Some people do stop. And when they stop, you need to make sure you get the witnesses' names, addresses, contact information. Call the police. They'll take a statement. So what you do at the scene is critical. You know, and so a lot of people say, and you see on action reports that, you know, Brad, they say the police ask them if they were injured and they said no. You know, and that's okay because many times you got adrenaline flowing through you that you don't feel the pain. You don't feel any injury. If you've been injured, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We've been doing this business for over 35 years. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Check it out. That's championsofthepeople.com. So Brad, when they say, well, we're going to, let's don't call the police. We don't want any police here. Here's my insurance information. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's right. Sometimes it's already expired. You have to document what you can document at the scene if you're medically able to do so.
Right. And, you know, this is important information. This is important stuff to have. The police, if they show up and they get there before somebody runs and the person sticks around, the police can verify the insurance too. As we said, sometimes they give phony information. But if the police are handing out tickets, then all of a sudden you're going to be in a situation where there's no real insurance. You can always call the district attorney for the who's handling the traffic case or the city attorney who's handling the traffic case and get involved there. But you're going to be left to your own accord to really make sure you get restitution, you get your money back. You want to be able to stay on top of this, and you want to know the necessary information. And the best way you get that is by getting the information at the scene. Now, you know, we say all this, but what if you're hurt? If you're hurt, then the situation is you want to get the police out. And if you're hurt so much that you can't move or you can't get out of your car or you can't go around and get all this information, you've got to make sure and ask the police if they're getting the information. You've got to see if you've got somebody there that was in the car with you or a friend that they're getting that information. Once again, it'd be wonderful in my mind if you had one of our accident packets, because you can just hand it to the person and say, here, look through this accident packet and get the information that they say to get for this crash and start on it while I'm getting my treatment or while I'm being taken off to the hospital. And, you know, you want to be able to get this information down, and sometimes you're not going to be able to do it without help. And so don't be afraid to ask for help. This is a time where you're very vulnerable in your life and where you're going to need the help, and you got to get the help.
Right. So tip number three is what you do at the scene is critical. If you're injured, you take care of yourself medically, number one, period, paragraph, done, right? Absolutely. The other things come secondary to that. And if you have to take an ambulance ride, you make sure you tell them all their symptoms. One of the insurance company's favorite tricks is to look at your ambulance EMT records and say something like this. Well, you didn't never mentioned that your left ankle hurt. You talked about your neck in the ambulance, but there's no notes in the ambulance about your left ankle. There's no note in the ambulance about your hip. Then you get to the emergency room. When you get to the emergency room, you must tell them all your symptoms, all the areas of your body that hurt, what happened, right? And these emergency room doctors, for the most part, are very, very good. They're great. Well, I mean, we've seen some exceptions, of course, but they're great doctors, and they care about you. But mainly, their job is to see if you're going to live. I mean, their job is not to give you long-term care. So if the neck is injured, they're going to focus on the neck because that deals with the spinal cord. And they're going to probably give more attention to that than the left ankle. They're going to pay attention to the left ankle. They're going to try to do the best job they can. But sometimes in the records, it doesn't make it exactly as you reported it. And so they try to use that against you. So you must know that at the scene, that's critical. And so, Brad, you know, and another thing is you don't ever get your EMT records. You don't get your ER records. You don't know exactly what was put down in the records. So you need to get copies of those. You've asked the question before, Brad, on some of our shows. How many of you out there ever even went and got your medical records from anything, from your doctor, much less from an accident? If you have an accident, did you ever get your medical records?
You know, and that's something you have to think about when you watch doctors, when you go to your doctor and you see your doctor treating you. How many of you see them taking any kind of detailed notes why they're treating you or why they're talking to you or why they're visiting with you? Now, some in this day and age will try and get it on the computer right away, but most doctors still, and most physician assistants, PAs, and most nurses and most people treating you, they come in, they treat you, and they deal with whatever it is, and then they take off. And you know when they're going to put their notes in? You know when they're going to get that information about your record? That night. They're going to do it that evening. And when they do it that evening, they're going to be working on a lot of recall. And they may be working on recall of 10, 15, 20 different people they saw that day and what the differences are. So it's, a lot of times it's important to get those records, see what they say and see what's being done and see how they referenced your injuries.
Yeah, the point is what you do at the scene is critical. You can't just guess. You can't hope, right? You have to exchange insurance information. You must call the police. Make sure they're there. If you're injured, legitimately, truthfully report it. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to just cover it up. Some people just try to minimize it at the scene, and well, they don't want to be hurt, not hurt. And so you need to take care of it at the scene. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us anytime. We're glad to help you. Free initial consultation, game plan. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. You're injured. It's a car crash. You've been rear-ended. Now you're going to talk to the insurance adjuster. Surely they're going to help you. Wrong. Surely they're going to be on your side. Wrong. Do you know what to say and do in the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster? If they said, we're going to send you a few forms to fill out, would you do it? We're going to send you some releases and a questionnaire. Should you do it? No. Should you sign the releases? No. You need to listen to our show. Go to our website. Listen, championsofthepeople.com. There's a button there that you can hit, and it's called What You Need to Know Before the Very First Phone Call with the Insurance Adjuster. You can come in, have a free initial consultation with us, and we'll help you there. And we'll give you a free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com, will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about drunk drivers and punitive damages. What are punitive damages, by the way? How do they help you? Can they help you? Punitive damages exist by statute in Colorado. They're there to punish the wrongdoer for intentional, reckless, wrongful, wanton acts. Drunk driving is one of those reckless acts. You can obtain punitive damages against drunk drivers, and that puts additional legal, legitimate pressure on the insurance company for the drunk driver to pay you your complete, legitimate money for your injuries and damages and losses. Do not let them get away with it. Make sure you can prove the driver was drunk. Call the police. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984. With a vision and mission to helping injured victims and their families, and we have a lot of experience to put to work for you. You want experienced attorneys that understand what happens and know the rules. You want experienced attorneys that want to give you the information. Bell and Pollock, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us right now at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989, and you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you go there, you can go to the injury websites. You can chat with us. You can send us a message. You can ask us questions. We'll respond to you. We'll get back to you. We'll handle your situation. Do not guess. Do not wonder. Become educated. We can do that. We educate people. We have a slogan at Bell and Pollock, and we mean it. We educate and advocate. We educate and advocate for you, for the injured victim. 303-795-5900. Today we're giving you tips, top tips to win your injury claim. In the first part of the show, we cover the tip of start before the motor vehicle accident happens. Start before the accident happens. Our second tip was at the scene. Our third tip was dealing with the insurance adjuster. We gave you tips on how to do that and information on how to do that. And if you go to our website, right, championsofthepeople.com, you can get further information right on the homepage. It's easy to find. All right. We're dealing with a typical example of an automobile accident. You've been injured. And what do you do? So now, tip number four, the emergency room, doctors, the EMT ride. If you're going to have an ambulance, well, a lot of people don't want an ambulance, but if you have MedPay, it's going to pay for your ambulance. But Brad, it's so critical that you legitimately, truthfully, completely, thoroughly describe all your symptoms to these people so they can record it in the records.
It is. And once again, sometimes they're not going to record it. And once again, you may not recognize that till a year later. And they're not going to remember you. They're not going to be able to say, yeah, you did record it. But sometimes they're not going to record it. And maybe there are no more practices or whatever. Gary said earlier, their job is to make sure you're going to live or to deal with any emergency problems you've got. It's, you know, where you're bleeding, stop the bleeding. Where you have a broken bone, cast the bone. If they know it's a broken bone, they're not going to worry about an MRI that much. So every now and then they'll do one, but they're not going to worry about too much your spinal cord and your sore back, your headache. They're not going to worry about that unless they think that headache's going to lead to some kind of internal bleeding or some kind of problem. They're looking for emergency problems that are going to get worse that can be life-threatening. Then they're going to give you that normal sheet you get that says if your pain persists or if you get new pain. Interesting they give you that because it says if you get new pain, go to your doctor. Why do you think that's in a form? That's not just them even writing it. That's in a normal form at the hospital emergency room. If you get new pain, because they know that you're not necessarily going to be feeling all the pains at the time you go into the emergency room. Yet at the time that you're being transported from the ambulance all the way in. And they also understand that sometimes you're not going to talk about the pain. Earlier, Gary was talking, you know, you go in and your foot hurts from the crash or your knee hurts from hitting into the dashboard, the underneath part of the dashboard, but you've hit your head and your head is killing you. So you're saying my head hurts, my head hurts, my head hurts. They're trying to take care of the head. They're trying to take care of the head. Maybe you hit it on a side window. Maybe you're even bleeding. And so they're taking care of the head. Nobody's going to talk about your foot. They're not going to talk about your knee. That's going to be something that's going to be talked about days later, months later. But you know what the favorite thing is of these IME doctors, the defense counsel, insurance companies, hire, the favorite thing is of the defense lawyers that get hired, is to look and go, you didn't say your knee hurt or your foot hurt at the time that you were being taken by ambulance. You didn't say it in the emergency room. You didn't say it until 3 or 4 days later. That's right. But you've got to be able to make sure that to the extent you can, you report all the parts that hurt. You got to make sure that you get back to the doctor in an appropriate fashion to deal with all the parts that got hurt in your body.
And if you have experienced attorneys, they can help you. We can help you. We have years of experience. 303-795-5900. You can call us right now. 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us right now. 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, from the comfort of your phone, your laptop, your desktop, your iPad, it doesn't matter, championsofthepeople.com. We've got it set up to make it easy for you, championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us. You can get the information. You know, all these shows we do, they're on our website, right? All the books we've written for you, they're on our website. They're free. Wow. Download an e-copy free. If you want a hard copy, just call our law firm at 303-795-5900. Now today we're talking about our top tips to win your injury claim. Now you're in the emergency room, but you've already got the picture right here. This show right here has dealt. What have we dealt with? We've dealt with just before the accident happened, right? We dealt with talking to the adjuster. So that's right around the time the accident happened. We're talking about what you do at the scene. That's right around the time the accident happened, and we're talking about the emergency room, right? There's a whole world of advice and strategy and tips for later. But this deals with the first few events, and you better know what you're doing. And if you call us, you will know what you're doing. We'll give you a legal game plan, a significant, meaningful legal game plan, strategies to win your claim, 303-795-5900, right? Now, Brad said something just a minute ago that was just astoundingly perfect. Think about this. The insurance company, he said, is going to ask you later, or their attorneys will ask you later, well, you didn't report this to the emergency room doctor. You know, they might have done a CT scan or MRI of your head because they might be legitimately worried about a brain bleed, a subarachnoid hemorrhage that might be devastating to you. They may not be so concerned with your sore left ankle or your sore right knee. So legitimately, they might be more concerned with an MRI of your neck at C3 or C4 or C5 or C2. To see if your spinal cord has been compromised or could be compromised. Do you need to be further stabilized? So that's the way that works. But Brad said, look at the discharge instructions. If you've ever been to the emergency room, look at the discharge instructions. Very important. He made an incredibly great point. Because what did they say? And he was right. They say if you experience, you know, increased pain or aggravation of pain or any new problems, any new pain, any new issues, any new symptoms, then go to the emergency room or go to your doctor ASAP. And when you deal with a lumbar, low back injury, right? Sometimes, you know, they know it can develop into a cauda equina syndrome. What does that mean? It means your nerves will be compromised and it controls your bowel and bladder function. And so sometimes those discharge instructions say, if you have bowel or bladder functioning problems, emergency room right now. So point is, folks, not every medical point is covered in the emergency room. But you need to do your best to report legitimately, truthfully, all of your symptoms. And then, you know, Brad, the follow-up treatment, because they always say, well, go see your PCP, your primary care doctor. What about that?
Well, it's important that you do go see your PCP, your follow-up doctor. It's important that you do get into the necessary physical therapy that may be necessary or the in-home exercises that are necessary to be able to cope with your injury, to be able to mitigate or lessen the degree and the impact that this injury is going to have on you. The injury is going to have its impacts. You're going to live in pain. It's going to have its problems. But it's important that you get to your doctor and your doctor gives you some type of care treatment or care plan that you're going to be able to take and deal with. Now, the doctor may not be able to do that right away. Once again, why can't doctors do that right away? Because they don't know the full extent of your injury yet. That could take a while. Sometimes doctors don't want to look and say, well, this is permanent or it's not permanent, or here's what we're going to do and here's what we're not going to do, because they keep saying, come back and let me see you, so they can see what trend and how your body's reacting to whatever they're doing or how your body's reacting to having been hurt. This is something that's normal. insurance companies and defense lawyers like to say, well, you're just wasting time. You're just trying to run up the bill. Your doctor's just trying to run up the bill. But the funny thing is we see it in cases where there's no money involved, and we see it in cases where there is money involved, that the doctors need to have time to be able to determine what treatment's going to work and what treatment's not going to work.
If they send you to physical therapy and it doesn't work, or it doesn't work as well as they thought, they might use a different alternative conservative modality of treatment. That's all legitimate. You know, the insurance companies and their lawyers try to attack it one way. Either you overtreated, and you better listen to this real carefully. You treated too much, or you undertreated. Can't have it both ways, can they? You overtreated or you undertreated. Bell and Pollock, you can call us right now, 303-795-5900. Today we're covering the top tips for you winning your injury claim. But you must have a strategy. You must have strategies, plural. You must know what you're doing. We call it a legal game plan. We wrote a book on our website, championsofthepeople.com, called Legal Game Plan. You can have the book for free. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Download the book for free. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm, 303-795-5900, and we will send you a hard copy of our books. We do it all the time. You, by the way, can drop by our law firm, physically walk in the front door, and we'll give you copies of our books. It's just that easy, because we know that if you have the knowledge, if you have the strategies, if you have the information, if you're educated, we educate and advocate. We know that if you're educated, you can win your injury claim. And we know if you're not, your chances are greatly diminished, if not obliterated. Bell and Pollock, we've been doing this a long time. We can help you. We can help injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. We created this entire website to help you, championsofthepeople.com. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock, and we do this because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.